Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Today, we're going to talk about the DTS weight loss program here at the Prather Practice. And DTS stands for Dedicate, Transform, and Succeed. We're all excited. We have Dr. Prather here. Welcome, Dr. Prather.
Well, thank you.
And Elaine, who's our weight loss coach
here
and wellness coach at the Prather Practice. We're going to talk today and focus a lot on the HCG program. We have a lot of options for patients on weight loss, but today we want to focus on just the HCG program. So, Dr. Prather, what does HCG stand for?
Human chorionic gonadotropin. I'd like you to say that 20 times real fast.
What about spelling it? I'm sticking to HCG.
And what that is that's a natural hormone that the body produces. It is a way to work with your endocrine system. Is basically what we're looking at.
Mm-hmm. And we talked a lot about that, Elaine, last week, why it's so important. Our weight loss programs are medically supervised.
Oh, yeah.
And Dr. Prather, why don't you talk about the importance of that?
When you're dealing with a hormone like that, mm-hmm. It's not for everyone. In other words, that needs to be checked out and see if it's appropriate for someone to go on the HCG diet.
Is that through blood work?
That is through blood work, checking on the hormones, the balance of what's going on, also getting a good picture on the overall health of the and well-being of the patient.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's something that has to be, in other words, if you're going on an HCG diet and a medical doctor hasn't looked over your blood work first, you shouldn't be going on it.
Well, I know, Elaine, we were talking about mm-hmm. you can get HCG over the internet
yep.
and people ordering it. And
yeah.
What's your opinion of that?
Well, I mean, ordering anything over the internet that you are going to be putting in your body that is going to be affecting a large amount of your daily life is pretty risky. You don't know exactly what you're buying. You don't mm-hmm. know the strength of it. You don't know anything. It could mm-hmm. be anything. They could throw anything in a bottle and have you take it. So you're taking a pretty big risk. And also, then you're following a diet that you're printing off the internet. You're not meeting with somebody to hear about how your progress is going. And mm-hmm. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah. And that is one thing about this diet with the HCG. You have to follow it exactly
mm-hmm.
because of the research done. And that's very important.
Very important.
So, Dr. Prather, let's talk about what are you looking for in the blood work?
Well, first thing is the balance of the hormones. If the hormones are in imbalance, especially in a more testosterone, progesterone type of heavy balance, and you take HCG, you're going to really mess up your system.
Mm-hmm.
So oftentimes we take a look, someone wants to do the HCG diet, we take a look at their blood work and say, no, you're not ready yet. First, we need to balance out your hormones. We need to detox your liver. You have other different types of issues that are going on, and you're not going to get the full benefit of the HCG diet, or the HCG diet would actually harm you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that first needs to be looked at very carefully. Make sure that you are a candidate for the HCG diet and things are going to go well. And you usually need some other different types of support to really make that work well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that should definitely not be done without medical supervision. It should not be done without thorough blood tests being done.
Mm-hmm.
And then also you need to find out what your body composition analysis is because what we're looking at is not weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at fat loss.
Mm-hmm.
And there's
can't call it the fat loss center.
because that's really what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And we are here at our office all about homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
Homeostasis is what we're trying to achieve, which is health. Being in balance is the definition of health. And one of the things that is going on is people have too much fat in their system, and it throws. You can't be healthy if you have too high of a percentage of fat.
Mm-hmm.
So eliminating that fat is really what we're looking for, and it is not an easy process.
Mm-mm. We talked about that last week.
That does not come off easily. Muscle is very easy to lose. And most weight loss programs are involved with losing muscle. Your fat percentage actually increases, and then when you go back off your diet, you actually have a higher fat percentage than when you started. Not a good situation. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, 95% of all diets result in you being fatter than when you started.
Mm-hmm.
That is not what we are about. And we are not going to have something that decreases people's health. Mm-hmm. So we follow your fat percentage, we follow your blood work, we recheck it, make sure everything's going right, and that you're wind up healthier than when you started.
Yeah, it's about health.
It's all about health. It is not about weight. But if you are healthy, you're at a good weight. You're pleasing to the eyes, all the things that people are looking for, but you have a glow about you. And the last thing we want to do is have someone be sick from a diet, because that's the opposite of what we're trying to accomplish.
Well, and do you see this also as you're balancing, you know, say you get the blood work back, the person's not ready just yet for HCG, and you're balancing their hormones, do some of them start losing weight?
Yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, a common thing that I hear all the time during their first consult is, I'm working out, I'm eating well, but I can't lose weight. And that's a big red flag. Well, let's immediately get some blood work, let's figure out what's going on, and then we go from there. I mean, I hear that all the time. It's very, very common.
And no one's done blood work on them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. People's endocrine, usually it's the endocrine system. There can be other things that are going on, low iron, toxic liver, all those types of things. But usually your hormones are out of balance. And matter of fact, the harder you try, the worse you become.
Why is that?
Because the body has its, the main thing that the body wants to do is keep you alive. And there were times where people would starve to death. And if the body thinks that you're starving, it's going to lower your metabolic rate, and you're going to reset your metabolic rate at a lower rate so that you can save the fat for when you're really starving, so you're not going to die from hunger. And, you know, if that's what's going on, you are fighting your own body, and your body has an image of physiology set, and if you can't change that physiological process, you're not going to lose weight. You're actually going to put on weight. And it can be extremely frustrating. I mean, we've had people crying because of the frustration that's going on. And there are physiological reasons for that. You have to understand the physiology of the body. You have to understand the endocrine system. And it's just not anybody who can go in there and do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we might have some new listeners listening. I know we've had radio listeners listening for many years. But your education, why don't you explain that on diagnostics and reading blood work?
I'm a diplomat in the American Board of Chiropractic Internists. I have over 600 hours of reading blood tests. And that gives me a very unique ability to interpret blood work, physiology of the body, have a very good understanding of the endocrine system, how that all works and how that interplays in a holistic type of a way. And that is, there's 45 of us in the world.
I didn't know that. 45.
Yeah, it's a very rigorous program. And it is something that is very necessary. Most medical doctors have 15 hours of reading blood tests in their course of education. And so it's beyond what most doctors actually do, or the depth that most doctors actually look at the system. As a matter of fact, most endocrinologists, even as they're evaluating someone, do not go into the depth on the endocrine system that we do on the blood tests. So we have a good understanding of what's going on. We know how all this works, and we know how to fine-tune it to get the best results for the patient.
And Elaine, with the blood work, is that included in every weight loss plan that we provide here in the DTS program?
Since our blood work here goes through insurance, and it's a benefit to the patient to go through insurance, we file it through their insurance. So it's highly recommended. I am very hesitant to put someone on a diet without getting their blood work back first. So yeah, I mean, it's, you could say it is included.
And it's nice because it's pretty thorough.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
insurance does cover it.
It is something that is so important. And this is almost every insurance plan and every expert in healthcare actually requires you to have an annual thorough blood test, like what we're talking about. So this is not something that is not medically unnecessary. This is something that is a basic part of everyone's health program.
I mean, yeah, and that, you know, annual blood work, but blood work is, it's only as good as someone interpreting it.
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
And the majority of doctors are taught to interpret blood test in a disease model, which is important. But we are looking at it in a homeostasis model, and how you interpret blood work is completely different, and how you are trained on that is completely different. So we can fine-tune it in a much better way than the conventional medical mindset.
Okay. Well, I want our listeners to know that we are offering a free initial consult and body comp analysis with our DTS Weight Loss Center. When we come back, we'll talk more about the HCG diet.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
What I'm talking about today is the Atlas Orthogonal Technique, which is very dear to my heart. The Atlas Orthogonal Technique is really what saved my life. I had Graves' disease and was having a lot of difficulties with it. And I went and had an Atlas Orthogonus adjust my neck, and within 3 months, all my health problems were actually gone. So that's at the time that I decided to dedicate myself to the pursuit of people's health, because I had such a relief along this. And the basis and the cornerstone of my practice is the Atlas Orthogonal Technique, which is a specific adjustment to the cervical spine, concentrating on the atlas as a lever mechanism. The area of the atlas, occiput, and axis is the most important area of your body. It is the lower brainstem, which controls all the autonomic nervous system, the whole nervous system that is beyond our mental control. And it is considered by the body as the most important area. Any type of an injury to that area will cause instantaneous death. So looking at that and working with it can have a very, very huge impact on people's health and well-being. I actually was able to go with an intern with Dr. Sweat, who is the originator of the Atlas Orthogonal technique, and was able to be involved in the complete development. I was in the original six who was trained in that. I am at this point the only board-certified Atlas Orthogonist in the state of Indiana. It is a three-year postgraduate work and can have a huge impact on people's health. Matter of fact, I consider that probably the most important thing that you can do to have the biggest impact on your health is to actually have your atlas put back into proper position. That is something that someone needs to have done, to have checked, and make sure that that's good and should be checked at least once a year.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Today we're talking about the DTS weight loss program, our weight loss initiative here at the Prather Practice. And today we're focusing on the HCG diet. And Dr. Prather, how and why does the HCG, you know, how does it work? You're talking about it's a pregnancy hormone. Yes. You know, and why would a man want to take it?
Yeah. That's also very good.
And a woman at my age.
Right. And the doctor who came up with this, Dr. Simeon, right?
Yes.
Was the gentleman who came up with the whole program, figured it all out. And what you know, because he ran into frustration, too, with his patients on losing weight. And also realizing that we're trying to lose the fat, not the muscle. And so he studied the hormones of the body, what goes on. And one of the things that happens is that women, when they become pregnant, get a large rush of HCG. Human chorionic gonadotropin goes very high. And one of the effects on that that the body has is that when the HCG becomes high, it changes how the whole metabolism of the body works. Instead of, if you cut down on your calories, mm-hmm. instead of the body eating up muscle, it eats up fat instead. Mm. The reason is because if a woman all of a sudden was pregnant, started to cut down on their calories, what would normally happen if there wasn't a hormonal change is she would dissolve the baby, mm-hmm. which obviously is counterproductive to being mm-hmm. pregnant. So what it does is it shifts the body's mode to the first thing that it does is it starts to eat up the fat supply instead of the muscle. So what we're doing in this type of situation is we are reprogramming the brain to dissolve and to break down for the calories on a low calorie type of a diet. Mm-hmm. It switches it from muscle, which you don't want to lose, which results in most of the failure of diets, to fat, and then it eats up the fat. So it's a very ingenious type of a way mm-hmm. of reprogramming the body to get it to function in a different metabolic route.
It's kind of tricking the brain.
It's tricking the brain, the endocrine system, the whole metabolism, the body, the physiology of the body.
And Elaine, do you notice that it targets belly fat?
It targets literally everywhere. And I mean, I tell people, I think of it as little Pac-Man in your body, focusing on your neck, your underarms, your belly, your back. I mean, it literally goes everywhere, which is
where
awesome.
That fat is.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because you had mentioned, you know, women going down in inches mm-hmm. also.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We do pre and post measurements. So, yeah, mm-hmm. that's my favorite day is getting the post measurements.
Yeah, women get pretty excited
yes.
about that.
Yeah. Yes, so do men. Yes, definitely.
And you know, it's people, especially women who have done several diets, the body becomes hardened to the diet program. Mm-hmm. And the frustration that people have with diets is, you know, it's just not worth it after a while. And they're absolutely right. Matter of fact, they're usually worse off doing a diet than if they had never done it. So we are switching that program, and understanding the physiology just makes all the difference, and the success mm-hmm. is just incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to get away from that word diet, remember? It has
die
in it. Well, let's talk about, you know, the HCG diet. Is it dangerous?
Well, one of the things is you're talking about a very low-calorie diet. And, yes, very low-calorie diets in and of themselves can be very dangerous. And if you do a very low-calorie diet, which is recommended quite often, especially people who are morbidly obese, the results of that are not good. Mm-hmm. But that's where the HCG switches it. Mm-hmm. Now, you have to do the HCG diet exactly as you are told, mm-hmm. for it to be safe. If you don't have an intention of following Elaine's instructions, don't do it. that is just something you have to be dedicated, you have to be obedient, you need to do exactly as you are told, and you will do great. Matter of fact, if you do it right, the hunger really isn't there. Mm-hmm. You will actually feel better on it. You won't have the fatigue. You won't have all the different types of problems that are associated with that. You go as long as she tells you to. You don't go longer. And you do the blood work. You do the test. And we make sure that everything's going right. And it is, people come out of there and we look at their blood work before. We look at their blood work afterwards. And it is so much better. You are so much healthier coming out on that. So if you do it right, it is healthy. It is just the opposite of dangerous. It extends your life. It helps you to prevent cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, obesity. All those types of things are not in your future where they would have been before. So it is extremely safe. If you do not do... check out beforehand, make sure everything's good. Do not follow Elaine's instructions. It is dangerous. Very low-calorie diets are absolutely true, are dangerous if it is not done properly and if you don't do it with the HCG. Mm-hmm. So, you know...
Let's talk about that. There are specific foods.
Sure.
Elaine, if you want to talk about that, and then Dr. Prather, talk about... Why? Because I know there was a lot of research done.
Sure.
You know, because I said, why can't I have broccoli?
Yeah.
Broccoli's not on the list.
No, it's not.
And everybody thinks broccoli should be fine.
Sure.
Right?
So. Yeah, well, and to even, you know, before we get into the strict 500-calorie food list, there is the first phase of the diet, which always scares people away because it's really funky, because it's called the loading phase. So basically, people are eating high-fat foods for 3 days. And usually people freak out. They're like, well, I can't do that. I don't want to gain more weight. And I'm like, well, once again, like Dr. Prather said, if you don't do what I tell you to do. No, I'm just kidding. it's building up the active fat stores in your body. You have to load your body with active fat so the HCG has something to work off of. If you do not do that, then you'll be very hungry come phase two. You'll be miserable. You'll most likely binge eat, and then that's time and money wasted. So it's a good time to get cravings out of your system, have a good time with it. It's only for 3 days, and you might as well just get it out of your system. So...
And you'll never want to binge again.
No.
So crappy.
Yes. Well,
you know, and the other thing is that is very important so that you're not hungry on the HCG.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It really makes such a difference on how you go through it.
You probably can tell who didn't.
Yes.
Yes.
And you can load on healthy fats such as avocado, pecan, salad dressing, olive oil, that type of thing, too. So say you were at one point in your life addicted to fast food, by all means, I'm not going to tell you to go to McDonald's and do that. So you can load on healthy fats as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Good. So that's the first phase.
First phase, yes.
Loading phase.
Yep. And then you go into phase two, and that's where the bulk of the weight is going to come off. And the diet is pretty self-explanatory, and it includes foods that you can find at any local grocery store. There's no weird foods that you have to go to specialty stores or anything like that. Mm-hmm. As far as your vegetables, you've got asparagus, radish, spinach, tomatoes, onion, celery, pretty much any leafy green besides iceberg lettuce, because there's no nutritional value in iceberg lettuce. And then for fruits, you've got apples, grapefruit, lemons, strawberries, and oranges. And then down to seasonings, you've got pretty much any seasoning that you can think of.
They have a large list of seasonings.
Yes, which is awesome because it gives you a chance to really, you know, are you wanting spicy? Do you want garlic? Mm-hmm. You know, it gives you a chance to kind of get creative in the kitchen.
I noticed the days that I had radishes, I lost more weight.
Really?
It was interesting. And I was never a radish eater before. So this really introduced me, especially when you get to the seafoods, you know, things that I hadn't had before that I really enjoyed.
Yeah. So speaking of proteins, there's, as far as non-seafood protein, there's chicken, lean beef, venison, and bison. And then as far as your sea protein, you've got cod, crab, grouper, flounder, shrimp, tilapia, lobster, mahi-mahi. I mean, so many different kinds of seafood. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, really, it's not, I mean, it, as long as you're, you know, a healthy eater to begin with, then you've got a lot to work with. Or say you're someone that wasn't really into healthy foods before, we can work with it and figure out what might be good for you.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel deprived on it. There was always something.
Yeah. And we do have a recipe book that is very helpful, that it's divided into appetizers. Say you're throwing an HCG dinner party and you want to cook some appetizers.
Has someone done that?
Or it's got beef, soup, sauces, desserts even. So that's really helpful as well.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, right now, the Prather Practice is offering a new offering, a free initial consult and body comp analysis. That's through our DTS Weight Loss Center. Dedicate, transform, succeed. When we come back, let's talk more about the HCG diet.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
So they check me into my luxurious half room. There's a curtain down the middle with a mystery patient on the other side. And he's moaning over there. Thinking, man, they're never going to help me with him moaning like that. So I got to out-moan him, you know? Quit moaning, we're all hurting. The whole floor is like a haunted choir.
Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We're talking today about our weight loss initiative here at The Prather Practice called the DTS Weight Loss Program, Dedicate, Transform, and Succeed. And Dr. Prather, we're talking about the HCG diet. How does it differ? How does the HCG diet differ from other very, you know, low-calorie diets?
Well, a low-calorie diet, the body needs a certain number of calories to actually survive. One of the things about the HCG diet is it's, if you're looking at how many calories you're actually burning, mm-hmm. you know, that you're utilizing, it's not actually a very low-calorie diet because you're really getting a tremendous amount of calories from your fat.
Mm-hmm. I think they say it's like they burn an extra 3,500 calories a day.
Correct.
Yeah.
So wow. it is not really truly because it's you've taken the HCG. Very low-calorie diet is extremely dangerous.
By
because
itself.
Because you have to burn up organ tissue. And so that's why it's dangerous. That's where you're getting your calories from. So if you're on a very low-calorie diet, you're not really on a very low-calorie diet. You are still getting your calories. Mm-hmm. You're just burning up essential organs, which causes damage in your system. Mm. Whereas this switches your to the non-essential fat. So you are still getting the number of calories that you should be. Because you are doing the HCG, it's a healthy type of a calorie count. So you are not, if you were trying to survive on 500 calories, you would die. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You are not trying to survive on 500 calories. You're getting about 4,000 calories.
With the HCG.
With the HCG. So they're absolutely right. Very low calorie diets are absolutely terrible for you. Mm-hmm. This is not a very low calorie diet. Mm-hmm. It's just that you're taking in, we're tricking the body to use its own calories that are excess. Mm-hmm. So absolutely different. But there's a caveat to that. Mm-hmm. It has to be medically supervised to be able to accomplish that. And you have to follow exactly the diet. Mm-hmm. So you need to get your blood work. You need to find out exactly what's going on in your system to make sure that it's going to work properly. Mm-hmm. If it is not working properly, if this endocrine system is not going to work properly, yes, it can be dangerous. Mm-hmm. So we do not want to do that.
Okay. Well, let's talk about, are there HCG side effects? Elaine, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. A lot of people ask, you know, am I going to be, you know, am I going to be hyped up on caffeine? Because there's a lot of weight loss, you know, like hydroxycut or whatever that are, you know, checked up with caffeine. No. Most people sleep even better than they did before while they're
Absolutely.
On HCG. But as far as side effects that I do hear, the first one would be headaches. Most people do get a slight headache during the first couple of days, but that could be because of the drop in carbohydrates. Also, you could be detoxing as well. But usually with an increase in water, we can help you with that. Or it could be a drop in potassium as well, which could lead to leg cramps, which we have supplements here that can help you with that. Anything can usually be solved by supplementing some kind of vitamin or with extra intake of water. But those are the two primary complaints that I get, but they're rare and they're very minor. And
How important is hydration?
Very, very important. In fact, when you mentioned that we do the BCA, the body comp analysis, we actually do get an idea of what their hydration level is in their body. In the HCG diet, Dr. Simeas did recommend that you drink about 64 ounces of water a day. It is very important just for overall health, but also when you're eating so clean for this amount of time, you're detoxing your body. And so by drinking a high amount of water, you're flushing those toxins out. If you do not drink water, then your muscles will suck up those toxins, and then that's counterproductive. So drinking high water is very, very important.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things we find after the HCG diet is the liver enzymes go to normal.
Wow.
The kidney function actually increases. So people not only have lost weight, but if you're looking at biological age markers, people are actually wind up younger biologically than when they started.
Wow.
So it's a very, you know, it's a very, very excellent type of a program if it is done right.
For overall health.
Overall health. I mean, we would not do anything in here if we were not improving the overall health of the body. Because that's completely what we are about. So we see excellent changes. So anyone who says that the HCG diet is unhealthy and dangerous, it's because it is not medically supervised, it is not done properly, and I would absolutely agree with them if that's what they're thinking about of what the HCG is. They're absolutely right. The way that we do it is absolutely wrong because we have the proof. Mm-hmm. We have the evidence.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the type 2 diabetes.
Sure.
We've seen some type 2 diabetes patients that have been on the program, medically supervised, be taken off their medication.
Yes, it is actually one of the better cures for type 2 diabetes. going on the HCG diet, we see a reversal of that. Now, we have we change the program a little bit for type 2 diabetes. We actually adjust that so that we need to make sure that their blood sugars is actually working better. The main thing that we have to watch on that is people's needs for any type of medication drops rather rapidly. And if they're taking the same medication, they're going to actually have too low of blood sugar. So it needs to be watched much more carefully. There is an adjustment on the number of calories that they take and an adjustment on the dietary requirements. But it is actually a cure for type 2 diabetes.
Well, let's talk about, Elaine, someone would say, well, I like my coffee in the morning. Can they have coffee?
They sure can. They can have coffee all day if they want to. but there is a little bit of a restriction. One tablespoon of milk is allowed in 24 hours. And then if you must use sugar, stevia is the recommended sugar that you use.
It's better for you. Anyway.
Yeah, stevia is better.
Yep.
You said the drop in carbs. That was interesting. So some people might get headaches.
Sure.
Because the
carbs. They're addicted.
Right, yes. If they were like a chronic fast food eater, high carb, bread, you name it, eater, then yeah, this is an adjustment. But once they get over that, they begin to reflect on how much better they feel when they're feeding the body the things that your body wants and can feed off of and use as fuel instead of the foods that may feel good for about 15 minutes, and then sugars can actually be a depressant. So it's kind of interesting to see how people can reflect on how much better they feel once they switch their diet.
And do you feel like it's important to get organic food? Does that help in this process too?
Yes, it does. The cleaner the food, the better. Your body responds better to it. And yeah, the purest form is recommended, definitely. Now, frozen foods are fine. As far as frozen vegetables, frozen fruits, I always just ask them to double check the ingredients because sometimes they can sneak some oils or sugars in there. So
Yeah. Now, what someone puts on their bodies topically, because the skin is the largest organ in the body, let's talk about that because any oils are restricted, correct?
Sure, yes. So HCG is very sensitive to oils and fats. Because you are not taking in any through your food, when it senses any oils or fats in your body, it can plateau your weight loss. So it is very important to pay attention to not only the oils and sugars that are in your foods, but what is in the products as far as your makeup, your toothpaste, your deodorant, anything that you are putting on or in your body is very important.
Yeah, I know a lot of deodorants have aluminum in them, so getting away from that, correct?
Sure.
What is some funky things you found that someone was that caused a plateau?
Yeah, so I had a client, she got hired to do a commercial. And so, of course, you know, when someone is going to be on camera, they cake on that makeup. And sure enough, the next couple of days, her weight plateaued. So we got her back on track, but it did temporarily affect it. So it's very important to be mindful of what you're doing.
What you're putting on your body.
And that's the one important thing, is that coaching during this time is absolutely critical. I mean, you can't just come in and then ignore the coaching. Because they need to be in communication with you to make this successful.
Sure.
Because people don't know that. And they forget. So being in touch with you, following the recommendation on how often they talk to you, how often they see you, is also a good predictor of how successful this is going to be.
Sure.
Well, let's talk about that. How often are they seeing you? And you know, initially, what is that process look like?
Yes. So they will come in for their first complimentary consultation, and we'll most likely get blood work done that day, and we'll have them come back to review their blood work and meet with our nurse practitioner. And then as long as I get the thumbs up from Dr. Prather, they're good to get started, then we'll get them started that day. And then they'll come in on a once-a-week basis to meet and talk about the previous week, things that went well, things that they struggled with, and then we'll talk about the week coming up, goals that they want to achieve, things that they want to change, maybe new recipes that they might try out. And so I'll see them once a week during the 500-calorie phase, and then during the maintenance phase, I'll see them once a week the first part of that, and then I'll begin to let them kind of go a little bit, once every 2 weeks, once every 3 weeks, to see how they go, to make sure that they're making the good decisions on their own without my influence.
Now, do you also do a food journal?
Yes.
In the HCG?
Oh, yeah. That's very, very, very important. Uh-huh. Not only for me, but for the patient. I mean, we can step on the scale and then step off, and you're like, I have no idea what that number was. So it's good to just, you know, write things down, like, how many bowel movements did you have? What was your weight? Did you drink enough water that day? Because say...
It's kind of personal.
Oh,
huh?
It sure does. Yeah.
You get to know people rather intimately, don't
yes,
you?
Yes. And because, you know, say, like for you, maybe when you were doing your food journal, yeah, you noticed that when you ate radishes, you lost more weight.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's, you know, I had a patient, every time she ate cabbage, she didn't lose any weight. So she had an intolerance to cabbage. It's very, very important to keep
because you can
journal.
Have the food sensitivities.
Mm-hmm.
All right. When we come back, more on the DTS Weight Loss Center, the Prather Practice Weight Loss Initiative.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Beginner Tai Chi classes at the Prather Practice start this Tuesday, January 17th at 6:30 p.m. Dr. Prather, you always talk about how Tai Chi helps the kinesthetic sense. What is kinesthetic?
The biggest indicator on how old you are is your kinesthetic sense. Kinesthetic is what I would actually call the natural athlete. If they have a strong kinesthetic sense, those are the people that seem to move, be able to do well. They can hit the tennis ball. Those are the quarterbacks. Those are the people who you actually look at as skilled players, that they just can do it naturally. And kinesthetic sense is your ability to know where you are in space and time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
those, you know, the ones that are coordinated.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a coordination. And kinesthetic sense is really very important for aging. That's the thing that people lose. That's why they fall, you know, as they age. So you see people who look old. You know what I mean? They are not aware of where they are. They fall easily. They lose their balance. And that is something that if you can get back their kinesthetic sense, you can actually reverse that aging process. Kinesthetic sense is a very interesting thing because it actually will increase IQ.
Why is that?
If the body is aware where it is in space and time, then it actually is easier for it to function. There's less brain power that it actually takes to actually control the body. You're able to concentrate. There's a speed that actually occurs. There's a balancing of how the whole body works, and there's a balancing in the nervous system, especially up in the brain.
Yeah, and you're crossing midline, you're using both sides of the brain.
That is a very important part of the kinesthetic sense. So if you can keep your kinesthetic sense, you're not going to age. The best exercise that they found for kinesthetic is actually Tai Chi. The reason that Tai Chi actually keeps older people young is because it actually
helps.
That's
why you like it? Ooh.
Ooh. I'm going to Tai Chi you afterwards.
I like to make fun of your form of exercise. Sorry.
Yeah. But it does. That's why they find that people who actually do Tai Chi don't age as quickly.
Join us for beginner Tai Chi at the Prather Practice starting this Tuesday, January 17th at 6:30 p.m. For more information, call our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. We look forward to seeing you there. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. We're talking today about the DTS Weight Loss Initiative here at the Prather Practice.
stands for Dedicate, Transform, Succeed. I love that. Mm-hmm. You know, Dedicate, Transform, and then Succeed. And what I like about our program, this DTS program, Elaine, the HCG diet, you have 3 days of loading, mm-hmm. and then you can decide on 23 days of HCG or 45, correct?
Yep, correct.
And then after that, there's a maintenance program.
Yes.
6 weeks maintenance program.
Yes, correct.
They're still meeting with you. Mm-hmm. We're going over the diet's expanded, mm-hmm. you know, the foods, mm-hmm. but still doing food journal and, mm-hmm. and weighing. That's important. Why do you think we get the results that we do?
Sure.
Compared to other programs?
So a lot of weight loss programs that you have out there, the more popular ones, they help you lose the weight, and then afterwards you're kind of left floating out there not really knowing what to do, and you're scared to put any food in your mouth. You know, you know, a.k.a. you can't count points forever, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
So what's
too complicated for me.
Yeah. So what's nice is we help you lose the weight, and then we help you maintain the weight. And what's good about the HCG program, it's phase three, the maintenance phase, is almost as important as phase two, because we are setting your hypothalamus to that new weight. So before you started the program, there's a weight that your body's hanging around that most people don't enjoy. Mm-hmm. So after we get you down to your lower weight, we monitor your sugars, starches, and your carbs, because we are setting your hypothalamus to that new weight. We're setting your new weight.
Mm.
So it's very important to follow even the diet onto the maintenance program. Now, the maintenance program diet is a lot more doable. It's flexible. It's 3 meals a day with 2 snacks, which is
Woo!
A lot of food. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's much wider. It's low glycemic fruits, lean proteins, a lot more vegetables to choose from. It's a lot more doable. But sometimes when you give people an inch, they take a mile. So mm-hmm. they really enjoy the HCG diet because it's very, very restrictive. But sometimes when you give people more foods, they're like, well, I can pretty much eat whatever I want. Not true. No. It's still very important to keep a food journal, follow the plan, and everything like that. And then we're setting your new weight. So the maintenance phase isn't necessarily about losing more weight as much as people would like to do that. It's about maintaining your new weight and mm-hmm. getting used to your new healthy lifestyle and, you know, working on, because sometimes we slip into those old habits and that's why people gain the weight back. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to help, you know, you choose better choices when going out to eat or getting to the gym more. You name it, I'm here for people to use. So,
mm-hmm.
And that's something that's very true. We don't want them to be dependent on doing this diet on a regular basis. And that's one of the complaints that has been out there about HCG is, yes, you lose the weight, but then you have to go back and do it for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they didn't follow the program mm-hmm. all the way.
Mm-hmm.
We do not want you to go back and re-lose the weight again, because that is not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the important things that you said is that you have to get the when we're talking about setting the weight, your brain and your hormones have a set image on what you should be. You have to change that set image, because the body will fight against you and get you back to where that image is. That's why the HCG is so helpful, is because it actually sets what is your normal weight. And if you can reset what your normal weight is, it's so much easier to maintain it
mm-hmm.
than if that has not been reset. And I like to put it, you know, because it's difficult for people to understand, but your brain has a mental image of what you should be, and it's going to try to get you into that position. You have to change that, and the HCG diet actually does that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has this number it's just set at,
mm-hmm.
you
right.
know, for your 30s, for your 40s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Being in my 50s, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, let's talk, Dr. Prather, about supplementation. Are there supplements that can aid in the success of the diet?
Absolutely. One of the biggest things is fiber. If you're looking at the research on what works, just increasing someone's fiber has a huge effect on weight. So increasing the fiber changes the whole gut metabolism. It goes ahead and really makes that a change in how many calories you burn, how the body actually responds. So fiber is absolutely an amazing type of a product. That's why you did so well with radish. It's very high in fiber. So as you get into, I mean, it's huge in fiber. So if you increase your fiber products, you're automatically going to lose weight. So fiber is very important. There are certain types of products that are very good.
I know, like fiber, you need to keep things moving.
Sure.
Because sometimes when people go into that lower calorie, things slow down
if
or
people
stop.
Get, yes. If people get constipated, we have to know that right away.
Yes, because well, their weight loss will stop.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have ways of naturally, by increasing the fiber, of keeping the bowels moving. We have some excellent products along those lines. Never a reason to not lose weight. Matter of fact, we have people who come in and say, well, I can't lose weight. Well, how often do you have bowel movements? Oh, once a week. Well,
Yeah,
you're not going you're going to put on fat.
Yeah.
Because you got so many toxins in your system. You can't do that.
Yeah.
And expect to lose weight. Mm-hmm. So if you're not addressing those types of things, it's not going to work. There are also herbs, different types of families of products that are very well known to help with weight loss. Natural salicylates are very good. Everything in the mint family is excellent for weight loss. Mm-hmm. We have a little peppermint oil, mm-hmm. and they are weight loss products. It's a great way of actually losing weight. It's
I carry
just
that thing around.
Yeah, it does. It actually helps you to lose weight. So there are a lot of different types of tricks. There are different types of products that help with balancing out the insulin. There are some very famous weight loss products. Understanding exactly how they work, putting that combination, making sure that people's endocrine system is balanced. They might need some thyroid stimulants. They may need some adrenals, pituitary. All those things are very important. So, yes, we have a ton of things that can actually work. Iron is another important type of thing. We've had especially women coming in and saying, I tried everything, and we looked at it, and they have a ferritin level of under 5. You are not going to lose weight if you are iron anemic, mm-hmm. just plain and simple. It's not going to happen. So getting their iron up, just doing that, even before they started on the diet, all of a sudden they started losing weight. And, matter of fact, I've had people come in, say that they were on I'm not doing an HCG diet. I did it 3 times and I lost nothing. Mm-hmm. We do the blood work. We found out that they were iron anemic. And I said, well, no wonder. Get their iron up and it works just like magic. Wow. The other thing is low vitamin D. Mm-hmm. If you are low vitamin D, you are not going to lose weight. So we have to check on that. Low iodine. Iodine is absolutely critical to be able to utilize the fat in the system. So if you have a iodine level that is below a certain number, mm-hmm. The HCG diet's not going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because iodine is essential to burn the fat.
And I think you see that a lot.
We see that. Iodine. Oh, matter of fact, we see the iodine, vitamin D, more often than not
mm-hmm.
as being low. And the HCG diet isn't going to work in those types of instances. So we have a lot of people who say, I've done the HCG diet. It didn't work for me. One, it wasn't medically supervised. One, it wasn't looked at. And there are always a reason on why it didn't work.
Mm. Is the HCG diet effective with men?
Do you want to answer that, Elaine?
Yeah. I mean, it's most people are like, oh, pregnancy hormone, I don't know about that. But honestly, men respond beautifully to HCG. I'm actually kind of jealous. They respond really, really well to it. Even our men that have low testosterone that is involved in the program.
HCG actually stimulates testosterone levels. Mm-hmm. It actually raises it. That's how you actually raise up testosterone.
Yep.
So men feel really good on the HCG diet.
Definitely.
And men are losing, 1 to 2 pounds a day on the HCG?
Yeah, an average is 0.5 pound to 1 pound a day. And men, mm-hmm. they surpass that, definitely.
Those darn men.
I know.
It is easier for men to lose weight than it is women.
But women mm-hmm. lose a lot more in the inches, so we get you there.
That's true. That's true.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. Thank you, Elaine.
You're welcome.
Talking on the HCG diet today. Very informative. And we're offering here at the Prather Practice a free initial consult and body comp analysis for our DTS weight loss initiative here at the Prather Practice.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.